Whedon is an interesting case study for me. I think he's got a very good arm. He's willing to make difficult throws. He's a downfield thrower, although I do think his deep ball needs a lot of work. I think he's got some functional mobility, or you wouldn't say he's mobile, but I think he's got some movement to him. The one thing that bothers me, Vic, and I've talked with a lot of people about this, and most think it's not really coachable, is I think he's very deliberate in everything he does. Mm. You know, the term a lot of people like to use is slow twitch. But I will say this. I think Norv Turner's offensive concepts will help Whedon. Because I think Norv, as you know, because you've been doing this a long time, right. Norv is a run the ball, power run first, mm-hmm. and he's got the back to do that. And then the play action, intermediate downfield pass game, which I think suits Whedon much better than more of the West Coast type principles.
Sure.
Because I don't think Whedon is a quick guy or necessarily really fast with his eyes guy. I think he's just a little deliberate. But I think the new offense with Norv will suit him better.
When you say he needs a little work on the deep ball, because the trait that is so often attached to Brandon Whedon is the strong arm.
He does have a strong arm.
Okay, so what are you looking at?
Arm strength to me is not a function of deep balls, because even guys who don't have big arms, I remember having this conversation with Brad Johnson, who's not a big arm guy,
right.
And he would always say deep balls are a function of timing. They're not just, you know, guys are not dropping back and winging at 80 yards in the air.
Right.
Deep balls, I'm talking about intermediate routes where you have to sit on your back foot and drive the ball 22 yards on a line where the ball doesn't get more than, you know, 9 feet, 10 feet off the ground.
Right.
Those are arm strength throws. Those are Joe Flacco throws. I think Whedon can make those throws.
Okay. And that's where a lot of the discussion about Norv Turner comes into play, because there are so many, I'm sure, technical, mechanical aspects of
Brandon Whedon
that Norv's going to address.
I think his footwork, because I think he's got to get back, plant, and be ready to throw quicker. You know, I think I'm not comparing Brandon Whedon to Troy Aikman. I'm just using Aikman as an example because Norv coached
him. Because of the Norv connection. Yeah.
Right. And you can visualize how quickly Aikman got back from center and hit his back foot. That's what I think you got to get to with Whedon.
Okay.
You got to get him so he's back from the pocket. You know, a lot of these college quarterbacks who spend so much time in the shotgun, they don't have quick feet on drops back from center. They've never done it.
Right.
And you've got to get back and sit. You got to get away from the bodies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As quickly as possible.
Of course.
You got to get away from the bodies.
And as you've watched Brandon through that rookie season, through those 11 games or the better part of 11 games, and you know what Norv Turner can do, has done, and you know his offense, Norv's
yep.
offense. Do you see if all the things we talked about technically improve, and I know it's not going to happen in just one off season, but you would figure he could make some strides. Do you see then the good fit for Whedon in Turner's offense in the 2013 season?
Yeah, I do.
And beyond.
I do. And another guy we haven't talked about who I think is a really intriguing fit in this offense is Josh Gordon. Look at Norv's history with wideouts. Big wideout. Again,
right.
I'm not comparing Josh Gordon to Michael Irvin, okay?
Right.
But
right.
You got a big wideout.
Yeah.
He had Michael Westbrook had his best years in Washington under Norv.
Sure.
You know, Norv.
Vincent Jackson. Look,
yeah, yeah. Norv, those big wideouts who can run, not necessarily are burners per se. I mean, mm-hmm. Gordon's not a 4-3 guy, but he can run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guys who can run over the middle, catch the ball on the move over the middle. You know, I think Josh Gordon is a good fit in that offense as well.
Greg Cosell from NFL Films. He's the executive producer of the NFL Matchup Show on ESPN. When we look also at the Browns quarterbacking picture, we have to include Colt McCoy, because you hear Rob Chudzinski talk about the fact that he's looking forward to and is excited about Colt's skill set and wants to see what he can do. He says this about Whedon. He wants to get both guys on the field. He's watched all the necessary
right.
tape. Now it's getting them on the field. Your thoughts on McCoy?
Personally, I don't think he really fits Norv's offense. I think Colt is a soft tosser. I think he's a quarterback that needs to be highly manipulated and managed and controlled by the nature of your offense. I think he's got throwing limitations. Now, our very good friend, Ron Jaworski, I've been hanging out with Jaws for 23 years, you know, talking quarterbacks. He's taught me a lot. I can't get past arm strength. Now, you don't need a hose to play in the league. But I think that McCoy's arm is not quite at the level that I feel comfortable with. I'm not suggesting I know as much as Rob Chudzinski or Norv Turner. Right. I don't think that Colt McCoy's arm ultimately fits what they what Norv's done in his whole career.
Talking about the quarterback class
of
2013, this rookie class, which isn't generating much in the way of excitement.
No.
In fact, more ridicule and criticism
than
excitement.
Not a sexy group.
Not a sexy group, but it's all because, I believe, it's only because we had such a sexy group last year. So as you look at this group, though, what do you see?
I think it's a group with a lot of issues. Now, that doesn't mean that the guys won't be drafted high. We know how that works, too. But I think if you're a value – see, I'm not at the point where I'm going to sit here and do a mock draft or say I don't say, oh, he's a first round. You know, where – how you – evaluate a guy and what round you put him in becomes a function of that year's draft.
Right.
You know, in an ideal world, someone might say, hey, so-and-so is a third-round pick, but this year he might be the 29th best player in the draft, which makes him a first-round pick.
Right.
So I don't get into that. I just evaluate the players.
Mm-hmm.
I think they all have issues, which lead me to believe they're works in progress.
Okay.
And, you know, Geno Smith has an NFL arm, but I think he's got significant footwork issues, which causes him to be late with a lot of throws, which only will be exacerbated in the NFL. Now, is that coachable? Sure, anything's theoretically coachable.
Right.
But when a guy's been doing it for his whole life, then you wonder, does that change dramatically?
Sure, sure. That's a default setting.
Exactly,
for a guy.
Exactly. So I think every guy has, you know, if the top six or seven has flaws that need to be worked on. But in many ways, no one is a finished product coming into the NFL. It just depends on what the particular strength is and what the particular weakness is.
Sure. With the right set of circumstances, is there a single guy that you looked at and said, if this gets fixed, and you just said it about Geno Smith, is that the guy, or is it Barkley? I mean, Barkley from USC.
I got to tell you, Barkley, I've watched three games.
Okay.
And, you know, you can try to be as politically correct as you can, but I don't think Matt Barkley has an NFL starting skill set. I think he's a backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. I think he's, and I know he measured at 6'2.5", and that's fine, so it's a little taller than people thought.
Right.
But the fact is, he's not a tall quarterback.
No.
We can debate, you know, he's not a tall quarterback. So you have a guy who's shorter. You have a guy with an average arm at best. His arm's not as good as Mark Sanchez, and Mark Sanchez has not a real good arm.
Yeah.
And he's got slow feet. And history suggests that shorter guys with not very good arms and slow feet are not NFL starters. Mm. So, to me, Matt Barkley is a backup quarterback in the NFL.
Okay. Is there another guy then? Ryan Nassib.
Nassib is intriguing to me.
Okay.
I think he's another guy that needs a lot of work mechanically. He's got a lot of wasted motion in his delivery.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a big arm guy either, but he's got a good arm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think he's an interesting guy. I'll tell you a guy who I find fascinating, and he's not one of the top six or seven. And it's easy. I don't want people to jump out of their chair when I say this because Russell Wilson obviously had a great rookie year.
Right.
But a year ago, if you and I were having this conversation, what would we have said about Russell Wilson? We love his skills, but he's 5'10 and a quarter.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we would have said?
We would have absolutely said that.
And everybody said that.
Yeah.
So let's go back a year and erase what Russell Wilson did. There's a kid on Arizona named Matt Scott. Have you heard of this kid?
I have.
He's actually 6'3".
Yeah.
This kid, to me, has an opportunity to move in that direction. Now, I'm not saying he's a first-year starter who will duplicate Russell Wilson. But I think if you're looking at Russell Wilson a year ago coming out and now looking at Matt Scott now coming out,
this is him.
I think there's similarities.